I'm Zena. Today I will present my work on identification of QTLs for phonological traits in peaches. Peaches and nectarines belong to the Rosaceae family. They were domesticated in China, and they are considered the fifth most important fruit globally in terms of production. Phenological traits are important for breeders to enhance environmental adaptation and to extend harvest season, and for growers to optimize orchard operations and economic value. The objective of my study is to discover and validate QTLs for a bloom date, ripe date, and fruit development period. This study was conducted in medium to low shell peach and nectarine germplasm. 162 seedlings from 7 interrelated F1 families, including 12 founders and 7 parents, were budded into Nemagard peach rootstocks and planted in 2 locations, College Station, Texas, and Fowler, California. College Station is in east central Texas, with a medium chill and humid and warm climate. And Fowler is located in central California with high chill, arid, warm days and cool nights. Data was collected in College Station in 2012 and 2013. And for Fowler in 2011 and 2012. Bloom data was taken when 60 to 80% of blossoms open, and for ripe date when about 20% of fruit are pickable. And data for fruit development period was obtained from for the number of days between bloom date and ripe date. All these individuals were genotyped using 9K SNPs array for peach, and a total of 1,487 SNPs were used in this QTL analysis. And pedigree-based analysis using flex QTL was conducted to map QTL for these 3 traits and across 4 environments and overall analysis. And from preliminary result, the flex QTL mapped major QTL for a bloom date on linkage 1 and 2 minor QTLs on linkage 4 and linkage 7. And the main criteria that have been in this study to determine major QTL was the QTL shows a strong evidence. That means the Bay factor is equal or greater than 5 and consistently map across environment and explain at least 10% of phenotypic variation. So the QTL or linkage, the QTL or linkage 1 showed strong evidence in California and Texas 2012 and strong evidence on California 2011, and show decisive evidence of a presence of 1 QTL on Texas 2013, and while showed decisive evidence of a presence 2 QTL on California 2012 and overall analysis. And the phenotypic variation was ranged between 12 phenotypic variation was ranged between 12 and 88%, and the range for this QTL was 152 to 190 centimorgan, and the highest additive effect was reported on overall analysis and was additive. Which one is? Okay, something wrong here. It's G. change. The data change. Yeah. The additive effect for overall, I put. What's wrong? Is there something wrong here? No, this right date and this. What's wrong? Because the additive, the highest additive effect was for the overall, because it showed 2 QTL and was about 12 days increase for blooming date. I don't know what was it. It was 5 point something for both. And I combined these additive effects to get a number, but it's weird. It's different than I have. Okay. We consider the QTL linkage 4 and linkage 7 are minor because these are didn't meet the criteria of main of major QTL. As we can see, the Bay factor for linkage 4 was positive here in this environment and overall, and wasn't segregating in California 2011, and same for QTL link 7, wasn't segregating in 2 environment. This result was coincided with a previous study, Romeo 2014, also detect major QTL for bloom date on linkage 1, and Fresendo 2015 and Hernandez Mora 2017 also detect minor QTL on linkage 4 and 7 respectively. And the variation in detecting minor QTL in these 2 environments, especially in California 11, may attributed this environment had less number of records because this environment had consistent days during the blooming period. And also FlexQTL detect major QTL on linkage 4 and was consistently mapped across 4 environment and overall analysis. And it showed decisive evidence of a presence 1 QTL on Texas 2012 California 2012. However, it showed showed decisive evidence of a presence 2 QTL on Texas 13 and California 2011 and overall analysis, and this was supporting with the trace plot figures. And phenotypic variation was ranged between 56. And the interval range between 25 to 64. And the highest additive effect was reported in Texas 2012 and Texas 2013 by increasing ripe date 18 days. And also Romeo 2014 reported major QTL for ripe date on same genomic region. Also, for a fruit development period, the major QTL was located on linkage 4 and was consistently mapped across 4 environment and overall analysis, and showed decisive evidence of a presence 1 QTL on Texas 2012, while it showed decisive evidence of a presence 2 QTL in the other environment and overall analysis. And phenotypic variation explained by this QTL was ranged between 69 to 96%, and interval range between 26 to 101 centimorgan. It was very large interval, and the additive effect was reported highest on Texas 2013 by 20 days an increase in fruit development period. And Mora 2017 also reported strong QTL for fruit development period on same genomic region. Interestingly, in this study, several detected QTL were grouped in a cluster on linkage 1 and linkage 4 and linkage 7. In case of linkage 1, there were a cluster among QTL for bloom date on the distal end of linkage 1. Also, these two at the 143 centimorgan, this also was two peaks for the California 12 and overall analysis, since there were two QTL for this environment. And 9 out of 10 QTL for fruit development period and fruit development period arrived were grouped on same genomic region. And at the middle part of linkage 4, and also Hernandez Mora reported co-localization between these traits on linkage 4 and linkage 2 and 5. And that also trait by the a strong positive correlation between these traits. And also in linkage 7, there is also clustering between bloom date and ripe date on the at the fourth distal part or at linkage 7. In conclusion, the degree-based analysis has successfully approved as a statistical method for discovering and validation QTL for these three traits. And one major QTL for bloom date was found at distal end of linkage 1, and one major QTL for each ripe date and fruit development period were clustered at the central part of linkage 4, and there was a QTL cluster for bloom date and ripe date on linkage 7. And next steps in my study is to design DNA test flanking genomic region for these QTLs. And then after validation, we can use these DNA tests for marker-assist breeding. And I would like to thank all these people for supporting my project. And thank you. It's just visual assist in the field.
Visually assist?
Yes.
So no sugar or acid?
No, just visual.
And why would you choose 20% for the threshold? Because I believe you said 20% of the food ready to harvest. Why 20%? Is that common in the literature to use 20%?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? I noticed you mentioned that you had the QTL and you were going to design a marker, FSR, SNP, CAS, whatever. Everyone else may know the answer to this, but which one do you choose today in your breeding program?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. If I will, about which marker I have to use in the future if I want. I will just use one is maybe more suitable and more usable for rose breed like SSR, because it's very common they use in rose breed project.
All right, let's thank you, Jim.